It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. 40% of the U.S. population has an extra job. That might be a nightly gig after your day job is over. It might be something you do only on weekends, perhaps driving an Uber or freelancing your skills or making jewelry to sell online. Kimberly Palmer is joining us today to talk about side hustles, how to do them without getting scammed, and how to figure the best time money cost analysis. Kimberly is a writer for NerdWallet who focuses on credit cards and personal finance. She's written 3 books about money: Smart Mom, Rich Mom, The Economy of You, and Generation Earn. Kimberly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
So a recent Bankrate.com survey showed that 4 in 10 Americans have a side job. Do you think that this is about right? A little high, a little low?
I mean, it sounds right to me because so many people feel the pressure to earn extra money. And it's usually either because they feel a sense of insecurity in their full-time job. They feel like it could disappear. They just don't feel like they could count on it. So they want to make sure they have a backup plan in place that they could turn to. And then the second reason is really to pad people's budget. I mean, a lot of people feel financially squeezed, whether it's because they're paying down debt, their living expenses are high, their income isn't high enough. And so a side hustle is basically a way to supplement your income. So it's definitely not surprising that so many people have them.
Some people are just trying to make ends meet. Some people are making extra money with a side hustle. What are the benefits of a second job?
There are so many benefits, and I say this as someone who has a side hustle or had one for many years. You feel a greater sense of financial security just knowing that you have a second source of income and you're not solely dependent on one income, on one job. We've seen, through the ups and downs of the economy, we've seen firsthand often how quickly jobs can disappear. Mm. So it just gives you a sense of having some other source of income to turn to, something that you could ramp up if your full-time job suddenly disappeared. And then, as you just said, so many people really struggle just to pay monthly bills every month. And so to have another source, a supplemental source of income, it can just be critical.
We are talking about side jobs and we are taking your calls this hour. Do you have a side job? How much of your income actually do you make from your side job? How many hours do you put into it? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. So we've talked about the upsides of the side job. What are the downsides?
Well, one of the biggest downsides is just the stress and the time management challenge that comes from having a whole new commitment on top of everything else you have going on. I mean, a lot of people's full-time jobs are demanding enough, and then you have to find a way to fit in your side hustle. And so it really comes down to finding one that fits with your lifestyle. For some people, you just have free time, a few hours here and there on the weekend, where you can pick up some extra clients or take on extra jobs. For other people, they get up really early in the morning or work really late at night. So definitely one of the biggest challenges and downsides is just finding a way to fit it into your life.
Is this something that that people who don't have kids, who are maybe younger, can do more than people who have families?
You know, the two groups of people that are most drawn to side hustles that we've seen in surveys are young people. So people, millennials, or people who've recently graduated from college that are often underemployed. So they're not working 40 hours a week often. So they can find a way to fit in a side hustle. They need the extra money. And then the second group, which I find so interesting, is older people who have semi-retired or are thinking about retirement. And they're using side hustles as a way to explore either a second career post-retirement or a way to supplement their income in retirement.
Supplement their Social Security. That makes total sense. So let's talk about, there are always the kinds of side jobs that we're talking about in this internet age is changing. It's not always now going to another brick and mortar place and, bartending or waitressing or selling shirts or whatever it is. There are lots of different things that people can do. Let's talk about some of those things that people can do in this new economy.
Yes, you're right. So much revolves around online. So one is, if you have extra items in your house, this is a really easy way to get started with a side hustle and to experiment. If you have things like clothes that you no longer need in your closet or old electronics, you can go online and sell them. And that's a way just to experiment with seeing how that feels, trying something out. Another big category that's very popular is selling your skills online through websites like Freelancer or Upwork. There's so many websites out there that make it easy to find clients, so it really depends on your background and your skills and if you have something that is in demand. So one popular option, for example, for young people in particular who are good at social media or building websites, is selling those skills online, and you can find clients for that. Another big category, which gets talked about a lot, is the sharing economy. So if you have a spare room or a car, you can drive for a ride-sharing company like Uber, or you can rent your room out on Airbnb. You can even rent your parking spot out if you have a parking spot. So there's options like that, and again, it really comes down to what assets you have, what your preferences are, and how you want to spend your time.
You know, I got to say, I just moved, so there was a lot of stuff that I sold. I did this because I was moving, and I thought to myself, I don't know that there's a cost benefit for the amount of time that I am putting in to sell stuff and the amount that I'm actually selling it for. Talk to me about that.
It's such an important question to ask yourself, that cost benefit analysis, because there is no reason to spend hours and hours for, you know, just a small amount of gain. So you really want to make sure that you're making money in an efficient way. And there are a lot of websites that can help you do that. So, for example, instead of having a yard sale or something where you have to actually sit outside all day, you can sell your clothes on a site like ThredUp or Poshmark. And that way, you just put it in the mail when someone buys it. You don't have to waste a ton of time. But you're absolutely right. You have to think a lot about how much time you're actually going to invest, and it might not be worth it. So you have to make that call for yourself and really try to be efficient about your time.
We are talking about side jobs and how we supplement our incomes. We are taking your calls here, 800-642-1234. You could also email us at ideas@WPR.org, and you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Nan from Eau Claire emails us and says, my side hustle is teaching piano. I love music and I love teaching, so it's really enjoyable for me and profitable. When I retire from my real job, which is retail management, I hope to continue teaching music. That, first of all, thank you, Nan. I love music teachers, and I love music. But that's a side job that's been around for a long time, that people are, especially musicians in the gig economy, are doing. Talk to me about how the gig economy is working now.
Well, the gig economy really speaks to the fact that there are so many opportunities now to sell your skills, your services, your products, and to find clients. Often they don't even have to be near where you live because it's so easy to find clients who are online also, who are looking for exactly what you're selling. And so we've seen just such a growth in those opportunities. And so people are really jumping on that. And I think Nan's email also speaks to the fact that people are pursuing side hustles not just for the financial gain, but also for the incredible personal fulfillment that can come from teaching others, as Nan is doing with piano. I mean, people over and over again say that they just feel so satisfied by being able to provide something of value. So it's often not always just about the money.
It's also, if the thing that you love most is something that you really can't make a whole lot of money at, you can always do it while doing a day job on the side. Talk to me about Uber and Lyft. Way, way long time ago, I actually drove for a limousine company. Uber and Lyft seem to be the new part of that.
Absolutely. We've seen such a growth in this. And of course, it's because demand has gone up so much, too. So what we've seen, again, a lot of retirees and people who are older jumping on this opportunity as well. You need an asset, so you need a car. If you don't have a car, of course, you can rent one through something like Uber's program, but you need you basically need a starting point. And so a lot of people are drawn to driving for Uber and Lyft if they already have that asset. So if they have a car, of course, it has to meet certain requirements, certain safety standards. And so if you have that starting point, then rideshare volunteering can be a great way to get your feet wet with the gig economy, see if you like it, see if you like the idea that you can just do it on your own time, put in as many hours as you want. It's really a new way of thinking, and it's a great way to see if you like it.
So with Uber and Lyft, though, you have to, you, as you said, you have to have your own car, you have to buy your gas, you have to have insurance, and pay taxes on what you make. So again, there's that cost benefit analysis. What are you hearing from people who actually do this?
Yeah, a lot of people are actually surprised by those costs that come up. It's not always something people think about ahead of time. I'm so glad that you mentioned taxes, because one question I hear so often is, but do I have to pay taxes on the money I make from a side hustle? And of course the answer is yes. So people, you know, you have to think about that and consider all of those costs. And one thing that I've heard from Uber and Lyft drivers too is just the time aspect. As you mentioned before, I mean, you're investing your time in this. It's not something that happens automatically. So if you don't want to spend hours and hours on the road sitting in a car, then it might not be for you.
We are talking about side hustles. 4 in 10 Americans have a second job, at least a second job. We're talking about what the people can do these days that maybe they couldn't do a few years ago, or even maybe 10 or 20 years ago. What is your side job? Do you make enough money with one job to make ends meet? Do you struggle to make ends meet with two jobs? Are you saving up for anything? We've got some phone calls coming in. We want more. 800-642-1234. And we'll get to the phones when we return in a moment. This is The Morning Show. I'm Carrie Kaufman. NerdWallet's Kimberly Palmer is giving us suggestions for making a little extra cash. 4 in 10 adults in the U.S. have at least two jobs. Do you? What is your side job? And what are you? Why are you working two jobs? To pay the bills? To maybe pay off your student loans or send your children to college? Or because you want to maybe take a vacation and you're saving up? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Ideas at WPR.org. We are taking emails also, and we do love the occasional tweet, WPR Mornings. Travis from Waukesha, what is your side job?
Morning, Carrie. Good morning, Kimberly. My side job, I'm a wedding DJ.
Oh, cool.
I've been DJing for like 11 years now. I'm only 25, but I've been DJing for 11 years, and I love it. But I guess my comment to everyone would be to find something that's lasting. Like myself, I do wedding DJing, and there's always going to be people getting married. So being, you know, proactive with what you actually choose as your side job, and, you know, hopefully it has a little bit of longevity with it. Don't do anything crazy or volatile. Just very much don't do anything that's popular right now that might not be popular in 10 years.
Ah.
Love is always going to be there. So that's my opinion personally.
Thank you, Travis. Thank you very much. So, Kimberly, be careful with what you choose as your side job so that you can do it in 10 years.
Yeah, I love Travis's point. That's a great one. I think for a lot of people, they have to experiment to find what that side hustle is for them. It sounds like Travis found his naturally, but for some people, you have to experiment, try different things. The first thing you try doesn't always stick, and sometimes you have to evolve what you're doing. So maybe you're making jewelry and selling it on Etsy, and then you realize, oh, there's actually more of a demand for custom T-shirts. I mean, you have to kind of play around sometimes to find that perfect fit.
You have an Etsy shop, don't you?
I do. So for many years, I made money planners. So I help people plan their budget, plan for a baby, plan to pay off debt. I basically made planners around different life events. And what I found, at first, I thought I would be selling hardcover paper printed planners. I found, to Travis's point, that there was very little demand for that. People wanted electronic versions, ebooks, PDFs, and so I transformed my shop into something that was more digital. And so that kind of speaks to how you have to evolve with your customers.
We are talking about side jobs, and we are taking your calls. What is your side job? 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Lisa from Lake Geneva, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a side hustle. I grow a lot of flowers, so I started putting them together in bouquets, and I sell them by an honor system at a roadside stand.
By an honor system? Talk to me about this.
Self-serve. People come to the stand and buy the flowers. So I just put out the bouquets in the morning, and people help themselves to the flowers and put in money.
Okay, so I love this idea. I know people who would do this for trick-or-treat on an honor system and would come back every single time to find that all the candy was gone and that, you know, just like one group of kids took it all and left. So how is it that do people actually abide by this honor system?
Mostly they do. I mean, there's some people, there is some theft. But most people are honorable, and I mean, it is flowers. It's not like food to feed their family. They,
right.
You know, this is a luxury item. People do leave me cash and, take their bouquets. And of course there is always a little bit of theft, but,
and what
and,
do you
know? I mean, I'm working hard out there picking those flowers
right.
with mosquitoes in the heat, keeping them watered, keeping them weeded. It's very labor intensive.
And do you charge a specific amount or is it just, you know, leave what you can?
No, I charge $5.
You charge $5. So, and $5 doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. That's actually a pretty good deal for a bunch of flowers. Are you doing this to save up? Are you doing this just for the fun of it because you have all these flowers?
No, I mean, I'm trying to make money on it. Yeah, I mean, I have a job, and I could pick up more hours at that job, but this is more pleasurable.
That's the key. Thank you so much, Lisa. We are talking about side hustles. 4 in 10 people in the country have some sort of side job. Mark in Madison, it looks like you are one of those people.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do, and why do you like it?
I don't necessarily like it. I Uber part-time, and then I also cook for daycare. Full-time.
Okay.
And then my wife is an executive secretary, and then she also part-time for Quick Trip. We just need to survive. We can't seem to make ends meet otherwise.
This is something that I hear all the time. Is this has been your experience throughout your life, or just since you started having a family?
I have 3 almost adult children.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's mainly been the last decade. But, I mean, everything goes up except wages. And there's a job crisis, but that doesn't mean they pay more.
Thank you, Mark. Kimberly, jobs, more people have jobs. The unemployment number is down. But I hear a lot of people like Mark saying, everything goes up except wages. Yes, we have jobs, but we don't get paid for those jobs. So we have to have 2 and 3 jobs. When you talk to people about side hustles, do you hear this story a lot?
I do. I think Mark's story and his perspective really speaks to something so fundamental about why we're seeing such a growth in side hustles. It's not even about always having fun or trying something new. It's about survival. I mean, people need new ways, supplemental ways to make income, and so this is what they're turning to. And there are downsides. I mean, as we've heard from all of these callers, you hardly ever would get something like benefits or insurance with a side gig. That's unheard of. And so there's definitely downsides compared to a full-time job, and I think Mark's story really speaks to that.
We are talking about side jobs, and we want to know what your side job is. 4 in 10 Americans have them, so we know there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who have at least 2 jobs. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. email us at ideas@wpr.org. John from Waukesha, welcome to the program. What's your side job?
Well, I'm a glutton for punishment. I love two of them.
Oh, wow.
I cut grass, and I'm a woodworker. And both of them are, I have a full-time job, and it's setting myself up for retirement in a few years. The problem I have is between both of them, they want to occupy more and more of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's a good thing because whatever money I make from it, I don't have time to spend.
Well, that's actually pretty good. When you do woodworking stuff, do you go then to fairs to sell this, or are you, do you have clients who come to you? I mean, that's time too.
Online, but I'm afraid that it's going to get way too busy for me.
So now you're just making stuff and it's not, you're not selling it at all?
No, I kind of tone back on how much I make during the off seasons, and then as I get closer to say like fall when the craft shows start, then I kind of ramp up what I make. And I kind of go from, you know, like what was popular last year, and I go to some of the online places like Etsy and Amazon Homemade, and I kind of try to get the vibe of what's popular. But I don't necessarily want to create what other people are creating.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of create my own thing. I treat that more as an artistic outlet. I don't have a lot of creativity in what I do during the day. So I like to treat that, what I'm making with the woodworking projects, as art.
Well, John, thank you for this. A lot of people, Kimberly, have a passion for something, a piano player, a musician of some sort, an artist, and they figure out a way to make it their side job, to make a little bit of extra money off of this.
They do. And one thing I'm thinking for John, too, is to consider raising your prices. A lot of people set the bar too low when they start out because they feel like it's their passion. It's what they love doing. Uh-huh. They don't want to overcharge people. And then, as we've seen with John, you know, you get in demand and people want what you're selling. And so something to consider, and I actually was thinking about this for Lisa, too, is selling her flowers. I mean, maybe it's time to consider raising your prices. That can help with your time efficiency. Maybe you'll lose a few customers, but you'll still earn the same amount or even more. So it's definitely something to consider, and it's a common mistake, especially when people are selling something that they consider a passion.
That's an excellent point, John. So raise your prices and make yourself something that is unique, because you are unique. You said you didn't want to do what other people were doing. We are talking about side hustles, and we've got a lot of phone calls coming in, 800-642-1234. Eve from McHenry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is your side hustle?
I'm a lunch lady.
Ah.
It's the most important job. I'm not getting away from teachers. I think they're fabulous, but I love my job.
And is this your second job? I mean, and did you spend your life doing something else, and this is your retirement job?
No, my husband's retired, and I'm doing this because it helps pay for the taxes on the house, and if we want to buy something and save, that's what we do. So my money goes into the savings account and pay the taxes on the house.
and you get to hang out with kids and serve them lunch.
Oh, the little kids are the best.
Thank you, Eve. I very much appreciate that. We are talking about side hustles, and lots of people are calling in. Anne from Green Bay, what is your side hustle?
My side hustle is a school bus driver.
Wow. And you do this, obviously, this is a 9-month gig, so you have summers off.
Yep.
You're doing this before you go into work?
No, I actually do after.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
And what does this do for you?
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years. I like the kids. I don't have children of my own, so this is sort of the the best of both worlds. I have kids for an hour, and I get to take them home, and no responsibilities other than to get them there safely. So, and then I do it basically just for some spending money.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. So, Kimberly Palmer, somebody who is going into a side gig, somebody who's listening to this and thinking, huh, I should probably do that. I don't know what to do. What are some of the things that they can do internet-based that they can make money?
Well, first of all, I think one of the most important things to do when you're in that situation is to browse some of the websites where people are currently selling their skills or products. So just take a look around a site like Etsy, as we've mentioned, freelancer.com, where people sell different skills. There's also a fun website called Fiverr. It's like five with two R's on the end, where basically people will pay $5 for a product or a skill. It can be something like, I can sing you happy birthday sounding like Elmo, or, you know, things that are silly, or I'll write your wedding toast for you. And you'll just see all of the wacky ways people are earning money. And sometimes something will click with you that you feel like, oh, hey, I could do that too. So sometimes that's a really good starting place, and you can just get inspired.
We are taking your calls about what your side hustle is with talking to Kimberly Palmer with NerdWallet. 800-642-1234. Bernadette from Milwaukee, welcome to the program.
Hi. Well, I'm actually retired now, thankfully. But years ago, I sold real estate because I believed the harder I worked, the more money I could make. So there was no set wage or salary. But in the years where the interest rates were very high, which is unheard of right now, you know, 17-18%, I waitressed one night a week and I cleaned a house one day a week, which I'm not a really good house cleaner, but I did it anyways. And that got me through because I was fearful of being in debt all of my life. But as the years went on, I did quite well at real estate, and then I actually got another career. But I realized, because I wasn't on a set salary or hourly wage or whatever, people would ask me to do these little side jobs. You know, some of the things were the pyramid selling Amway or, you know, Mary Kay or something. And I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And then I thought, no, I'll just work harder at my job and make more money.
Right.
And, you know, in other words, put my energy into something that I knew I could do, and that was, you know, it was lucrative. So that's just a thought, but a little side job here and there for people who need to get out of debt or want to start saving is a great thing. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Kimberly Palmer, people getting out of debt. A lot of millennials have a lot of student loan debt. How important is the side job for them? And are there more of them who have side jobs?
Yes, we've actually seen over and over again with surveys that young people, especially recent college grads, are really one of the most popular, it's most common to have a side hustle among this group. And it seems to be a mix of things. On one hand, it seems to be that they've really embraced this entrepreneurial culture. They've grown up at a time where you see reality TV shows glorifying entrepreneurs and, you know, competing to build businesses. And so that might be part of it, just this cultural sense of excitement around having your own business and being independent. And then the other driver seems to be the need, the financial need. So many young people graduate with so much debt. They're underemployed. They can't find full-time jobs. I think that one really good point that the caller brought up is that if you have the option to invest more of your time in your full-time job and you have a sense that you'll earn more money, that you'll be promoted, of course most people would choose that option. But so many people don't feel that that is the case. They don't feel like they will be paid more by working harder at their full-time job. And so they turn to side hustles as a way to take back control and to feel like they're building something for themselves that they have control over, that they can invest in and feel like they're getting something back.
So, you know, one of our callers just a little while ago said that he mows lawns, and I didn't go into that with him because one of the things that I have noticed is that when I was growing up, teenagers would mow lawns on the side. And now people have whole businesses where they invest in all of this equipment and what have you. Are there teens working is also a side job because teens are going to school. Are there specific jobs that are like more suited for teenagers these days?
There are. You know, just in my own neighborhood, we have a listserv so people can say, hey, my teen is willing to do this for you.
Ooh.
I've seen offers like, my teen started a car detailing business. He will come to your house and clean your car for you, you know, like a professional level car detailing. And of course, it's more affordable than if you went to a car detailer in person. And so, you know, they're very inventive, and they just based on what they're good at. Another teen in my neighborhood will do landscaping for you and mow the lawn, and you know, take care of all of that mulching and that kind of thing that a lot of busy adults just don't have time for. So they're happy to pay a teenager. And just, you know, even something small like sending an email out to your listserv saying that your teen is willing to walk your dog or pet sit or all kinds of things that teens know how to do and they're willing to do to make some extra cash. And you can see if you get any demand for that. Often neighbors are really appreciative of that. I know, you know, some older neighbors, they don't want to, they can't move furniture very easily. So they'll turn to a teen and say, hey, can you move this sofa? Just little things like that. It gives your teen a taste for that entrepreneurial life.
We are talking about side hustles. What is your second job? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. We have a lot of calls right now. Bill from Madison, welcome to the program. What's your side hustle?
Oh, well, my side hustle has become kind of what I do all the time, which is exploring some ideas about our relationship with nature. But what I wanted to call in, reflecting, I suppose, on my own experience, that a lot of people, first of all, I've read that there's a lot of people who find that they're not particularly feel rewarded by their job. It's not quite right for them and so forth, but that's fairly commonplace. Also, we're reading about what sometimes over-described a little bit as the end of work, and we're hearing that when people don't have to work, they turn to often very things like entrepreneurship, some form of entrepreneurship. What I'm my comment or question is, or what you're talking about on the show this morning, perhaps an anticipation, a response to this developing situation in our society.
So that you're talking about the monthly income, the minimum monthly income. Is that what you're referring to?
End of work? That would be a part of a future in which we could imagine people spending much more of their lives sort of being who they are and doing what they love to do and probably do better than other things that they would be paid to do even though they don't want to do them. Yeah. I mean, I see this as possibly a very promising kind of development, and it seems to me that what you're talking about this morning is kind of a move in that direction, kind of an anticipation of that.
Thank you very much, Bill from Madison. That's a kind of an interesting thought. Side hustles are a passion, and will we be able to do what we love in the future? We are talking about side hustles today with Kimberly Palmer. We are taking your phone calls and your emails. We'll be back in a moment with more about what you do to make a living. Talking about side hustles this hour for the next 15 minutes or so. What is your side job? Do you need it because you need to make ends meet? Or do you have a job because it is your passion, like teaching music? Or do you have a job because you need to pay off some loans, or perhaps you want to go on vacation? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Mike from Stoughton, Welcome to the program. What's your side job?
Good morning. I drive a tour bus
on
a couple times a month for a company, and they call me when they need help, just to or whether it's Packers or Brewer games or bachelorette parties or just to drive kids somewhere. I really enjoy it.
And does it just gives you pocket money? It gives you beer money?
You know what it does? It goes, those checks just kind of sit around, or they go in an account. And then when something comes up like the 4th of July and we need a new, it's like, okay, we need a new charcoal grill. That's going to be $500. It's like, hey, let's just go pay cash for that. It's just extra money that kind of accumulates and somehow ends up getting spent. But it's, I so enjoy that. I would say the one thing that I enjoy most about this is the opportunity to meet new people and worlds and cultures I would not normally mix with. You know, whether it's old folks, young folks, it just, and see parts of Wisconsin that I wouldn't normally see. It's just a nice opportunity. I'm grateful. I'm 60, and it's something I could do now. When I quit my full-time job, I could see myself doing this on the side forever.
Thank you very much for that, Mike. Annie from Oak Creek, what is your side job?
Hi, my side job is that I bartend and I wait on tables.
Mm. That's a hard job.
At times it can be. I do it because it's the only way to make ends meet nowadays. And, I mean, I have a full-time job, but it doesn't really pay the bill. It has great benefits, 401k matching. That's why I took it.
Right. So if you could, you would give up your side job?
If I could, I would, definitely. I would love to be in a corporate job, but it doesn't pay well enough to meet ends at the end of the month.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've known people who have especially been waiting tables and bartending for a number of years because I have a lot of theater friends, and it's a tough job. And my hat is off to you, Annie. Thank you very much. I'm going to note here, Kimberly Palmer. I was thinking, as we've been talking here, I've been thinking about my side jobs. And at one point in my 20s, I had two jobs. I was a journalist and and then I drove a limo. But I also realized that I got into radio as a side job. My first gig in radio was a side job. So you never know where it's going to take you.
That's right. I love that. I mean, that it comes up so often that happens, and it might not even be what the person intended. But you end up meeting new people, making new connections, finding new skills. Another recurring theme that I heard from people that I interviewed about their side hustles is that they learn an extra skill in their side hustle that then allows them to earn more money in their full-time job. So, for example, being more entrepreneurial in your side job, you might learn how to do marketing. You might learn more about leveraging social media or more about building websites. You take those new skills to your full-time job. You can get promoted. You can add to your responsibilities. So that's something else that can happen.
Interesting. We are taking your calls about your side job, 800-642-1234. We got lots of calls coming in here. Therese from Verona, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your side job?
My side job is I make a product for ice hockey players.
Wow, cool.
And I have a corporate job, which I really don't like. And this is something that I started, almost 10 years ago. I have two hockey players, and I saw the product that was out there. This wasn't made very well, and so I put a lot of time and effort and money into creating a product, and it's become a passion, and I wish I could quit my day job for it.
So I got to ask you, what do you make?
So, if you know hockey, it's called a neck guard. The legal term is neck laceration protector, and basically it's a piece that's worn around the neck, and mine helps to protect the jugular and carotid from a skate blade so you don't get cut for the skate blade on your neck.
Interesting. That's a fascinating job, one that I would never have thought of, Kimberly Palmer.
I love that. It actually reminds me of another side hustler I met that she was a field hockey coach, and she noticed from watching her players that they were having a really hard time learning how not to turn their wrist a certain way, and she wanted them to learn how to turn it. So she invented a special training field hockey stick that she ended up getting a patent for and selling. I mean, you never know where your idea will come from.
You never know. Patty from Madison. Oh, we just lost Patty from Madison. Darlene from Green Bay, what is your side job?
Hi, it's not my side job. It's actually my grandson's side job. His full-time job is being a student. He's only 14. But his side job is he teaches the Rubik Cube to people. He does street fairs. He does birthday parties.
Oh, wow.
And he teaches even adults how to do the Rubik Cube.
And you are in Green Bay. And I would love to have your 14-year-old teach me how to do the Rubik Cube. Because
it's $20 and you can learn. Guaranteed. He scrambles, you solve.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. So even teenagers, Kimberly Palmer, can figure out how to make a living.
I love that. And I think it really speaks to the fact that people's side hustles can be so unique. I mean, it can be something you've never heard of before like that. So if you have a teen who's really good at something, encourage them to embrace that and see how they can possibly sell it.
Maggie from Prairie Farm, what is your side job?
Hi. So my husband and I actually have a flower farm. We grow fresh flowers, and we also have bees for honey. But as everyone probably knows, it's quite difficult to make a full-time living on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to avoid having to have off-farm office jobs or anything like that. So we, throughout the season, we dry flowers that we use for making decorative wreaths for Christmas. And we're also in the process of developing some kind of new side hustles, like drying flowers to make flower confetti for throwing at weddings and other parties, and also honeys for wedding favors. And we also make, like, salves and chapsticks with our beeswax and, like, oils infused with our flowers. So we've got a lot of side hustles kind of already going or in the works.
So it seems to me that your side hustles are really being entrepreneurial about your main job. You're taking the things that you make on this farm, that you grow on the farm, and making different things from that.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's kind of a side hustle, or maybe just kind of adding value.
Right.
Kind of being able to extend our season with the products we already have, but don't necessarily have a way to use otherwise in other times of the year.
Thank you very much for that. Kimberly Palmer, one of the things that we deal with here in the Midwest are a lot of farms, which are struggling, but also with manufacturing jobs gone. I know people who have grown up, farming, and then their dad would go off and work in the factory. Those jobs are not there anymore. What are people being replaced with, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, well, this is such a good example, because what so many people are doing is looking for different ways to sell what they've always been doing.
Right.
So maybe you can create an online workshop. How do you make dried flowers? How do you make people want to learn? So you can create workshops, online classes. I mean, it's so easy now to reach people online that you can branch out by just creating a different variation of what you're already good at.
That's really fascinating. So they're making products to sell. Now they can teach other people to make products to sell. Thank you very much for that. Patty from Madison, what is your side hustle?
Hi. This is actually a full-time job for me now, but it's going to be a part-time retirement job for me. It's crossing guards.
Oh.
It's a great way to supplement Social Security income or any other retirement income that you have. But I love to be outdoors, and it's the kind of job that gets me out for a couple of hours a day, and love working with kids, but you don't have the full-time responsibility of, being in a classroom with them. It's just a great job, and it pays very well.
It does pay very well. That's interesting. Also, don't you get cold? I mean, how do you deal with the winter?
No, you dress for it. You really get used to it.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that, Patty. I appreciate that. Mike from Dubuque, welcome to the program. What is your side job?
Well, actually, I started a business back in February, and we're about ready for production in a couple months. And side jobs are a really good idea because they can give you the capital you need before you go into some bigger venture. And some people, the skill set that they acquire, like in my case, it's aluminum die casting. To be able to do a side job for that, you have to have all the equipment, which is very expensive.
Right.
So it can be a pretty daunting task for some people, depending on the skill sets that they have, to get into the side jobs. That's why it's good to find something smaller when you first start out.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for that one. Jonathan from Milwaukee, welcome to the program. What is your side job?
Hi there. My side job is actually as a school custodian. And it's funny because I actually work full-time as a school counselor now, but back when I was only teaching part-time and they offered me that side job, I sort of kept it ever since. It's actually built a lot of skills and kind of opened the floodgates for me to do repairs and renovations now that I'm a homeowner starting.
Ah.
So it's been an interesting progression. So I'm actually headed there right now.
Are you working at the same school as a custodian and a counselor?
No, I'm actually back in the public system now full-time. So this is from back when I was teaching part-time when I was in grad school to become a school counselor. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that, Jonathan. I think this is going to be our last caller, Kimberly Palmer. Dorothy from Reedsburg, welcome to the program. What is your side job?
Hi. I was just going to share, my husband and I are dairy farmers, but we've opened up our home as a bed and breakfast, and we've been doing this for about 5 years. And, you know, one of the interesting things I've seen with the onset of Airbnb and some other online platforms is it allows people to kind of do this little side gig of opening up their homes and kind of sharing their spaces with other people. It's been a really kind of a nice supplemental income for us here.
Cool. Thank you, Dorothy. Dorothy's in Reedsburg. If anybody wants to look up a B&B in Reedsburg, I appreciate you calling in. Kimberly Palmer, Airbnbs and those kinds of amenity side jobs, they're incredibly popular these days.
They are. And I think it speaks to the broader theme of leveraging what you have, what you already have. So you might already have assets, experience, skills that you can turn into a side hustle without investing too much in the startup costs. To speak to the previous caller's point about keeping how expensive startup costs can be, you can often keep those low because you already have what you need.
We've got one more email and a couple of minutes left. Marilyn from Montfort says, when we lived in a very expensive city, our daughter needed extra money because she was musically talented. We ran an ad for babysitting with music lessons. Okay, I'm going to now talk to my daughters about this. She got a couple of regular weekly jobs, and she charged $15 an hour. So this is something that teens can do. And if my daughters are listening, this is something you guys can do here. Kimberly, what do you say to that?
Yes, I would hire your daughter. I have two kids that would be very much desired and needed.
So it's a value added. It's not just, hey, I'm looking for some babysitting work. Tell me about your kid. This is what I can give you. I can bring my instrument, or I can teach them to sing. I can teach them some vocal warm-ups, and we can play some really fun music games. And this is what I will bring to you, the structure that I will bring to you when I babysit.
Exactly. I mean, that way you're providing something of even greater value than your typical babysitting services. Parents will pay more for that.
Parents will pay more for that. I guarantee you they will, actually. We have been talking about side jobs, and our phones have exploded this hour with you guys telling us what you do for your side hustles. I really appreciate that. Kimberly Palmer is a financial writer for NerdWallet, and she's written 3 books on the economy and jobs. Kimberly, I wish we had more time. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We are, the morning show is produced by Colleen Leahy, Brianne Shasso, Chris Molina, and Laura Pavin, Cheryl Gasser, and Sarah Hopeful. Michael Derringer is our technical director. Keely Bultina is the executive producer. I'm Carrie Kaufman, and this is the Ideas Network.